Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series, where we break down the things that stand in the way of our execution so that we can get where we want to go and not continue to hold ourselves back any longer. Today, I want to share with you a mantra that is very simple, but sometimes we need these positive, productive messages, and we need to give them to ourselves over and over.
if we are not proactive about giving ourselves messages that lead us to where we want to go, what happens is that our patterned thinking rules the day, runs the show. And your patterned thinking might be, I'm so tired. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. I'm overwhelmed. We get to be, and I would say we must be, if we desire consistency, proactive about sending ourselves messages to remind us who we're trying to be, where we're trying to go, and why it matters. One of these very simple messages that I've been sending myself daily, and I do this by telling myself this, I put it on sticky notes around my house, I encourage my husband to remind me, I say it to my kids, and that is demand progress. Demand progress. Sometimes when I sit down to work, I feel distracted. I'd rather be playing outside. A lot of times when I sit down to work, my husband is doing something fun with the kids. And I can feel that resistance. And so I say to myself, demand progress. Use this time. Don't waste this time. Get better. Demand progress. Yesterday, my father-in-law and my mom were at the house hanging out to help with the kids. And sometimes I just want to be able to relax a little bit. And there's nothing in the world wrong with relaxation. But in the season of life that I'm in right now, if I have help with the kids, I need to utilize that. And I genuinely desire, more than I desire kicking my feet up, to use that time to make my life easier. And so I remind myself, demand progress. You have an opportunity right now to go out to your office and walk on the treadmill and move the needle on that project that you have. Demand progress because it is worth it, because the payoff is something that we want, that matters to us, that is going to make life better. Demand progress. As you open up the refrigerator, demand progress. As you make a decision when your alarm goes off in the morning, demand progress. These are simple messages that don't have anything to do with perfection, but we have to be proactive about sending ourselves messages that help us move the needle because, as I said, if we don't, then our default pattern thinking, which might not reflect who we want to be or where we're trying to go, in fact, it probably doesn't, is going to take over and run the show. We'll see you tomorrow.